Chapter 32. Glimpsing Billy Payne's father, Pa Bill, in the gallery, along with Billy's sister, Tracy Greenwell, and Billie Jean Hayworth's friend, Lindsay Thomas, Prosecutor Dennis Brooks feels the weight of his responsibility even more. The family and friends of the victims are counting on him to deliver justice. Taking a moment to settle his nerves, he rises and delivers his closing statement, ending the trial the same way he started it, with a clear recitation of the facts and a simple, compelling theory that ties them all together. Brooks knows the jury has been inundated with an enormous number of confusing and contradictory claims, so he has worked hard to highlight only what he believes are the most crucial arguments and most pertinent pieces of evidence. Janelle Potter, he tells them, is a troubled, envious, devious young woman. She regularly hurled pseudonymous online insults at her perceived rivals to make herself feel better. When that didn't work, she created a fictitious character who perfectly exploited her parents' fears and her boyfriend's devotion, and over the course of many months, managed to persuade them to commit murder. She may not be very bright, but Janelle Potter is a diabolical genius and a ruthless killer. Barbara Potter, Brooks argues, is no angel either. Yes, she was manipulated by her daughter, but the many violent threats she directed against Billy and Billie Jean were completely her own. Barbara was the one who invited Jamie Curd over on the night of the murders to fix the family computer, when really it was to get him together with her husband so they could conspire. Remember how blasé she was when Buddy Potter called to confess his crimes, Brooks reminds jurors, and how she immediately offered to provide him a fake alibi? Even if Barbara erroneously believed she was protecting her daughter, she's nevertheless as guilty of murder as Buddy and Jamie are. Brooks concludes with a simple thought experiment. Given everything they now know about the case, he asks the jury to close their eyes and imagine whether Billy and Billie Jean would still have been killed if they'd never had the misfortune to cross paths with Janelle and Barbara. The answer will make clear whether the two Potter women were simply bystanders caught up in a tragedy, or the actual instigators.